Upgrade your yard this spring at Strickland Sales and Service with Husqvarna. Save up to $500 on Husqvarna riding mowers, built for comfort, durability, and a flawless cut. Shop local, save big at Strickland Sales and Service today. Limited time offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply.
Come on. Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, the strong and powerful Nadine Artemis. Nadine, are you ready to do this?
I am.
Oh, excellent. Let's go. Nadine is an author. She's the founder and CEO of Living Libations. They're one of the first clean, green, non-GMO, organic luxury skincare and wellness brands. Nadine, tell us a little about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Well, I love doing what I do, and have been doing it for a while. I opened up North America's first full concept aromatherapy store in 1992 in Toronto on Queen Street. And prior to that, as I was going through university, I was that's when I really got into like formulating and working, you know, bringing all together my childhood curiosities of concocting and mixing potions and lotions, and then finally with a little more purpose and structure. Because at that time when I was in university, I started to understand the process of, you know, food and supermarkets and that whole food situation and understanding ingredients and, you know, things like how brown sugar was really just like white sugar with molasses, like just really understanding that whole, how we're eating and what ingredients. And then I just, you know, didn't take much to sort of turn to what I was using in the bathroom, which I thought was sort of more environmental at that time, being the Body Shop. But I just realized it was like the same petroleum promised land, but just sort of dressed up with like, you know, words like fuzzy peach and like lavender on the label, but it was still the same realm of BS, so to speak. So it was really fun to be able to, you know, now with purpose, create and concoct. And I also had to access ingredients that I could read about but couldn't find. So then that led to really exploring the world and like finding distillers and finding ways to get the purest and highest quality raw materials, things like frankincense or palmarosa or rose. And I started to really work with other countries and the consulates and find the farmers, because distilling essential oils is like kind of like creating wine. You know, there's a real art to it. And when you can get that highest expression, you get the most out of the plant. And when you're working with the highest quality ingredients, it's just so easy to make beautiful things.
I appreciate that. So you went on this journey of looking behind the curtain. You started with food and you recognize, wow, there's just a lot of junk going on here. And then it's the beauty products or the household products. How aware are people of the dangers of that list that I read off of GMO, of inorganic, non-organic? How much do we know that the stuff we're using is toxic?
Well, I feel like there is a lot of awareness, but there's also a lot of like games, so to speak. And, you know, it's so good that we have like certified organic, and obviously all of our single ingredients are in that kind of thing. So there's a lot that is obviously very, very beneficial that we have organic certifications. But for example, to have a beauty product certified, which is a collection of ingredients, obviously, you know, it only has to be 80% organic. And that 20%, there's like hundreds of things that I would never do to a product that are allowed in an organic certification, even including using like methylparabens. So, you know, there's an awareness and there's a created demand for it, but it's not like there's a lot of delivery, because of course now we're in a realm, in a time where there's a lot of greenwashing and that kind of thing. But when I was starting, I mean, greenwashing didn't happen yet, because it was just, we were just starting to create, well, I guess it was already happening, I'd say, with things like the Body Shop. Because again, you know, which was neat, because they're kind of creating the demand for that, but then not actually fulfilling it.
Sure. It's pretty awesome trick. Yeah. Here's what you need, but you're not going to get it here. Good luck to you.
Yeah. All right. Which is really, you know, a lot operates in the world that way.
Sure.
Yeah.
That 20%, why not just go 100% good? Is it's really hard to do the things you've done from sourcing? Is it a scalability challenge?
I don't think so at all, because you can architect a product in so many ways that does not have to bend to that at all.
So what is it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think we come out of, you know, whether it's beauty or anything, I think there's a lot for some reason in this capitalist society or whatever. Anyway, there's decisions that are made where bottom line, mm-hmm. and like, you know, what's the most that you can kind of get away with in your offering. And that, I just feel like that's just complete upside down thinking. And so I feel like that's kind of might lead to those weird 20% decisions.
Got it. So, I mean, I appreciate very much that in order to have a business, you need to make money and profit and all of that.
But not at the expense of things, I feel.
Right.
You know?
That's the thing, right? It's like, okay, yeah. We're going to do this. Now we're making decisions. And we can push the envelope or get away with this because of the rules that are the way that they are. They say that only 80% has to be this. So therefore we have options with this other 20%, not to be nefarious, but just taking all the available information into consideration. So you become aware of this and you say, okay, well, we are committed. What's behind your desire to go the harder way?
Well, yeah, I mean, personally, I feel it's the easier way. But I appreciate what you're saying. Because we want to create things that are effective and beautiful for the body. And, you know, we don't want to create like little side effects, or we want your skin to be beautiful. Like the amount, you know, it's so great, the emails we receive like all the time about, you know, women just feeling more confident now, or they can leave the house without makeup, and it doesn't, you know, wear all the makeup you want. It's just nice to have that freedom and the confidence. Or people, you know, getting great results from their dentist, and their dentists are like, what are you doing? And that, like, why settle for anything less than that?
Yeah. Well, it certainly makes sense to me. And I think I would not really have known anything about this, about the dangers of just regular household products, if it's my deodorant or if it's the shampoo that I'm using or the body wash. Thankfully, my wife is very mindful about this. Can you look at every single product that we use and point to things that are dangerous?
Probably. I feel like I could probably go on one of those, you know, make a show like, let's clean out your bathroom.
Yeah.
And then we do that. Yeah. Well, it's, you know, and also we keep learning things. I feel like in the 90s when I was starting, and it was a lot of awareness about, you know, the toxic chemicals and the disruption to the endocrine system. And of course, GMOs were coming in. But now in these past two decades, we're so rich with the knowledge and the research of the microbiome, which gives a whole new depth of why we need to have compatible liquids and, you know, ingredients on our body, because we don't want to disrupt and disturb the microbiome, which is all throughout our body. But one of the largest areas is the skin's microbiome, which is a part of our innate immune system.
And I'd like to learn more about that, because I don't know that much about it. So the microbiome, we've had breakthroughs or new learnings over the past 20 years, give or take.
Yeah. So the biome being really the, what we, so sort of in the, like sort of the 40s on, it was this sort of germ warfare theory, and right, like get rid of the bacteria, whether it was in the farming or the care of our bodies. And then, you know, leading to things like an overuse of things like antibiotics, because we didn't understand that there was a whole microbiome involved. We were just thinking about the pathogens. And so now what we realize is that while we're, you know, really focused on the DNA and the cells before, is that just as we have billions of cells in our body, we have billions of bacteria that make up our biome. So we are essentially human host to a bacterial banquet. And as gross as that may sound, we've got to be a good host. And we want to have, you know, like think of our bodies as these diverse microbiome bank accounts. And the diversity of our microbiome and the activity of our microbiome is what's, you know, helping our health, because it's interconnected to the endocrine system, the digestive system, our innate immune system. And I'm sure most people have heard about the gut microbiome by now. And so, you know, that's a very key and active place. It's obviously connected to the mouth microbiome, but of course our skin is connected to that as well. And for example, if there's issues with the skin or like a lot of blackheads, that kind of thing, that's really coming from a dysbiosis in the gut microbiome. You know, there's probably congestion or constipation, that kind of thing. So it's all interconnected. And what we now know about many of the modern care medicines that we use for in the name of beauty each day actually mutate the skin's microbiome, some causing a loss of diversity and actually like just killing off some of the microbiome. So we actually want to allow the bacteria to be our beautician, and everything that we're putting on in and around our bodies, we want it to be microbiome compatible.
Well, that certainly makes sense. Fair to say that the way that our bodies are is the correct way and the healthy way, and that it's outside interventions like me putting some really aggressive hand sanitizer on my hands and just crushes everything, or me using some really harsh product if it's, you know, toothpaste or a mouthwash, and it just whacks all the microbiomes. That's where we're going wrong.
Exactly. And that's why even triclosan was actually removed from the hand sanitizers, because it was actually making the immune system more vulnerable to superbugs. Interestingly, triclosan can still be found in many toothpastes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. So as you got started, how have you decided which kinds of products to produce, and how does that process work?
Yeah. Wow. Well, it's such a core part of the, you know, formulating. It's such a creative thing, and it's a science thing, but how things get made is just like, you know, so many factors sort of could be like just from inspiration. What are people needing at this time? You know, what new plants have come down the pipe? You know, I think we have, like, we definitely have over 100 products that I've created. You know, it's all I can do to stop making more sometimes. There's like a whole pipeline of never-ending creations in my mind that are ready to come out. And sometimes it takes, you know, years. Like this year, we have the world's cleanest, greenest, really most beautiful, innovative mascara coming out it should be the most unique one that's come to the planet so far. And it's got, you know, beautiful frankincense in it and peptides for lash growth and stuff. So that's exciting, but that's like, you know, and that's actually been on the list for a while. And a few months ago, we just released a new toothpaste that is so awesome for the teeth. I've been waiting to get this one in, and it's with a mineral called nanohydroxyapatite, which NASA has deemed for about 3 or 4 decades that it's key for preventing bone loss and is used in toothpaste for astronauts. So it's very good at repairing the enamel and evening out this tooth surface. So that's pretty cool.
Amazing. It's fascinating. I mean, I can't even imagine, like, okay, how do I create a mascara? And then, okay, now I'm going to create a toothpaste, because while I put them both on my face, it seems very different.
They are totally different. Yeah. then that's like, yes, just, you know, and then Laurie, like, we got a new toothbrush to the market last year that's EMF free. I've got some other light inventions coming up that you could, that will be worked with skincare and oral care. So that's fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
So for people who are listening, they say, okay, I have so much on my plate already.
Yeah.
And I do want to make sure that I am being a good steward of my microbiome. How do I get started?
That's a great question. In my book, Renegade Beauty, I have this thing, steps called stop, seal, and seed. And you can really apply that to your skin or your guts or your oral microbiome. And there's lots of suggestions in the book, but let's just say if it was like your gut microbiome, you want to stop the things that are, you know, inhibiting that, which would be like maybe some GMO corn that you're eating or something. So you want to stop that. And then you want to seal. So you want to seal and heal the gut. So working with, you know, things that will take care of that, and then reseeding. So things like postbiotics, probiotics, and really building up the that bacterial bank account of the body.
Nice. So, okay. Stop, seal, and reseed?
And seed. Seed.
Seed.
Yeah.
Got it.
So, and if it was your mouth, it may be like, okay, stop using the triclosan toothpaste. Reseal, which I would, I'd have, you know, that's more details. And we've got articles about that, but you're going to change the ingredients of what you're using in your mouth. Sorry. And then you're going to reseed the mouth. So swishing with probiotics, that kind of thing. And you can really look at that in each area, and it can be simple or you can really get complex, but there's lots of easy takeaways that you can do, and just sort of going one step in at a time. Like even exploring something like a postbiotic, like butyrate, for really, you know, having the guts and digestion work well. That's something that is fun to research, researching butyrate. And everybody that tries it really has like just so much more balance in their digestive tract.
Nice. I love it. Well, that's a solid one, Nadine, but people are ready for your difference making tip. What do you have for them?
I would just say, yeah, start with one thing, and just try that butyrate thing. Try one thing for your gut, and it will transform your day-to-day experience and your skin.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets a come on. Nadine, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they pick up a copy of Renegade Beauty? And where can they find all of your wonderful products, Living Libations?
Thank you. Well, Living Libations is our website, and I've got Renegade Beauty book and Holistic Dental Care, and they're wherever books are sold. They're also both on Audible. And, you know, for social, we've got over on Instagram, Nadine Artemis Official and Living Libations Official.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed this much as I did, show Nadine your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to livinglibations.com and check out all the wonderful products we've been talking about. Pick up a copy of Renegade Beauty, however you like to listen to your books. I'll list all of those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Nadine.
Thank you.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.